This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website where you can find on the front page of FreeTalkLive.com a news service. It's sort of a crowdsource news, blog. You can submit your favorite articles to the front page right there at freetalklive.com. People will vote them up or vote them down depending on how much they like your article. And the most popular ones make it to the top of the page. So it's always kind of an interesting place to find news stories that may be of interest to freedom-loving folks over at freetalklive.com. And our number here tonight on Free Talk Live, where you can call about anything that's on your mind, is 855-450-3733, or on Skype, lrn.fm, and those phone lines, of course, sponsored by ProXPN, our favorite VPN provider. Let's go right to the phones as we kick off the second hour of tonight's show. Dave is listening in Concord, New Hampshire, and he wants to talk about going to college. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing? You know, there's one thing that people tend to miss when they talk about going to college, people from the outside. You know, it's not all sitting in classes. There's a lot of labs to be had. And those labs often have equipment or chemicals or, whatever, things like that, that you as an individual would not be able to find outside of the college to get the experience with them that you need. That makes sense?
Sure. If you're going into a field where you're going to be working with electrical equipment or lab chemicals or whatever.
Exactly. But then there are other areas, for instance, in psychology or sociology, where you learn how to do certain or...
Do what? I'm sorry. There was some kind of...
audio glitch.
Audio thing.
It was an art therapy. And she had experience with certain patients as part of her master's program. You could not do that if you just walked some place that was doing psychology, said, hey, I'd like to try this, and they'd laugh.
Sure, yeah.
Dave, I mean, we're having a lot of audio problems here. Let's address the difference between a bachelor and a master's.
Yeah, Dave,
I think that's
thanks
really
for
important.
Your call. I'm going to let you go because of these audio problems, but I do appreciate bringing that up.
I'm only talking about a bachelor's degree here, and sometimes you need a bachelor's degree in order to go get the master's degree. I'm not going to argue that point by any stretch of the imagination. And like I say, I think scientists probably do need to go to college, but there are a lot of degrees it's not what's necessary to go to school. I met a lot of people with marketing degrees in the radio ad sales field that... You know, I, as a guy who was relatively fresh out of prison and working at a gym lifting weights, was able to do with the same or more alacrity. Mm-hmm. So it's not like that marketing degree did them any good. There's a lot of crappy paper being sold as degrees in this country, and I think that's what we're discussing. I don't think that colleges should all be burned to the ground and that we should step into a new dark age in order to reach the enlightenment. That's not what my claim is here.
Sure. But, you know, I would debate a little bit, though, the idea that some things can only be done at college. I think some of the biggest advancements that are happening are coming from the fact that a lot of this lab equipment that was mentioned is getting open sourced and is getting put into makerspaces where people can get into there with a very small fee and not have any kind of formal education, and yet they're changing the world.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, in fact, I know people that are like running their own businesses, and they don't have any PhDs or anything of that nature, and they're doing some of the highest science that we can get in the land.
Yeah, in fact, I know a biomedical science. He actually sequenced the cannabis, indica, and sativa genomes,
right.
And he doesn't have a PhD. He's as good a scientist as you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, to some degree,
not have a PhD.
Sure, and to some degree, science needs to almost go underground because regulation, government regulation, and it's true. I mean, to do a lot of things, yes, because of the government education complex that exists out there. Okay,
I like that.
Yeah, you have.
I think it's hard. It's a hard term to argue with.
Right. You do have to where this is the only legal place to practice this kind of stuff, and. Yes, there's inherent dangers of not following rules and not getting perhaps, you know, a certain education that, you know, of safety and whichever else. I get that. But at the same time, the real advancements that maybe need to be made cannot be made because of regulation. Mm-hmm. And so I think, I mean, maybe you still have to go to college to get that education. But I think that's by and large changing. And no longer is it true that that's necessary.
You know, it's really,
colleges need to compete or die, and the problem is they're getting a lot of government subsidies.
Yeah, there's no competition. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. It's really interesting for me personally because I have these sort of two different perspectives. I always said when I was a young teenager and people started to ask me, well, what do you want to do for a living? I always sort of said, oh, well, I'd like to be on the radio. I'd like to be, you know, even an actor. I'd like to work with my voice or something like that. So I had this idea of that I wanted to do basically what I'm doing now. But adults responded to that with, well, no, you shouldn't do that. You'll never make money at it. You should go into science. You're good at science. You should do that. You'll be successful that way. And I took that advice to heart.
But you're also really driven. And I think to some extent, like you went in and slayed the heart of the dragon for yourself to prove that it could be done. Like you went into the man's world and said, look at me. I'm among the youngest, smartest, most capable people that you've got here. And I'm a woman. And like, I've got huge respect for that. But, you know, at the same time, it's clearly not the thing that makes you happiest.
But sure, that's a great point. But then the question becomes, I don't believe that, I mean, yes, some people have a stronger drive than others, but I think everybody has a drive of some kind. And what's
for what they love.
Yeah, and what's killing that drive? None other than public school, in my opinion.
Well, this brings back to the point that I wanted to make originally, which was that I basically have these two different, very different experiences. One was going to undergraduate and graduate school for biochemistry and getting my PhD in biochemistry. That was the academic path, right, where I did all the labs. And, I mean, I volunteered in laboratories and learned a lot about research that way and getting my hands wet and actually doing the scientific experiments. I learned a lot that way, but a lot of it was very structured and academic and like the formal, like we're going to teach you this hands-on experience as part of your coursework. And then I have this other experience that I was actually kind of doing at the same time of teaching myself how to use Audacity for podcasting, teaching myself how to put together a podcast, listening to other people's podcasts and radio shows, being on Free Talk Live. It's almost like an internship. I mean, like I learned how to run Free Talk Live from Ian, and it was, you know, it's totally like an internship, and I taught myself voiceover. I taught myself how to set up a studio in my house. You know, nobody gave me a course on that. I learned it myself, and I figured it out from the internet. And so both of those are things that kind of gave me hands-on experience doing things that I would need to do, quote, in real life. But I learned them very different ways. One was extremely structured. The other was very unstructured and almost like unschooling. So, you know, Free Talk Live, in a way, and teaching myself voiceover has been like my unschooling internship in the world of radio and
you can do whatever. At this point, the internet is the Library of Alexandria brought to your living room or bedroom or wherever, in the basement, wherever you happen to be. You can learn whatever you want there.
Yeah, indeed. And they're both valid ways of learning. That's the whole point of what I wanted to say, I guess, is that like both of those are valid ways of learning things and they both teach you stuff. It's just, how do you want to go about it?
But one's significantly more expensive, right? Like,
yeah.
So I've thought about going back to school and getting a degree. The reason is simply to be able to say, you know what I have? I have a master's in history from Dartmouth. Because I can study whatever history I want to study by simply buying books from Amazon or whatever. And I know that people can use the e-books. I'm just not that interested in them. But I would prefer to have a paper book. I can buy these books and read this stuff on my own and know as much, if not more, than any history person. Because, by the way, when it comes to history, you study the books you study. You know the books that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people disagree with you on the same issues. If even if they were talking about the same time period. Yeah. You know, this happened. No, it didn't. That happened.
Well, history's kind of, he said, she said.
It is a lot of that.
In a sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so what was the line of thinking on that, Mark? Did you, have you decided if you're going to go back to school and do that? Or
I
do
keep
you think
on entertaining
you,
the ideas.
Do you think you're just going to keep reading and just
I'm certainly going to do that.
You can say you have an honorary PhD from the School of Stephanie.
Thank you. Right, you can make up your own degree.
855-450-3733. Should Mark go back to college? So you can party and drink 855.
Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. 855-450-FREE is the number to call if you want to get in touch with us and bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype. And it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Brian just dropped something. But I'll tell you what he drops every week. His podcast. Brian is a.
That's
Brian
right.
has his own technology podcast.
I drop it while it's hot.
It's called,
I knew it was coming.
It's called Sovryn Tech. That's SOVRYNtech.com to get more of Brian and his podcast. You may even hear me doing some guest appearances.
You
on
were
there.
Just on this week.
I sure was.
And a lot of people said it was an amazing episode, particularly the last segment.
Well, you'll have to listen to find out at SovereignTech.com.
You can get My Magic Mud at MyMagicMud.com. And I love this stuff. Stephanie, I gave you a little tub of it.
My teeth look whiter already?
Well, I always thought your teeth looked white anyway, so I guess I wasn't paying that close attention. But you're probably the best one to answer that question. Do you your teeth look whiter?
I don't know, but they feel good. They feel really smooth and polished. That's what I've been focusing on most. I haven't really looked at the color.
Yeah, it certainly does that sort of polishing thing and makes them feel entirely different than toothpaste used to make my teeth feel.
Yeah.
It's also good for people that have sensitivity. I'm sorry.
There's something that's kind of fun about smearing this black paste on your teeth, and it looks so dirty and grimy and gross. But then you rinse it out, and your teeth feel just amazingly clean.
Yeah, if you go to the website, mymagicmud.com, you can see an interview there with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole, where he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. It's totally worth going to see this video. There's another video at mud.freetalklive.com. I wouldn't propose that you change your family's toothbrushing habits. And by the way, you don't use this every single day after the initial week or so. But I wouldn't suggest you change your family's toothbrushing habits without some research. And I think it's totally worth doing the research on My Magic Mud. But I think when you do the research, you'll come to the conclusion that we did, is that this is a great product. And once you try it, it'll change everything for you. It's, I believe, 150 applications for $25. That's not that expensive, and it totally works.
It lasts a long time.
It sure does.
It's actually a powder, just so you're prepared for this. It's not a paste. It is actually a powder. You wet your toothbrush, and you dip it into the powder, and then you smear it on your teeth, and then you brush for 2 minutes.
Yep, it's great. And MyMagicMud.com, I cannot recommend it more. I will continue to use this stuff for the rest of my life.
Awesome.
MyMagicMud.com.
What an endorsement. 855-450-3733 is the number to call here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that's on your mind or on Skype, LRN.FM. And Skype has such great audio quality. We really love it when people take advantage of that and bring their voices to our audience in HD. But let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to Dave listening in Michigan.
Odorous.
Hi, Dave.
Green.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. The deal is the taxi cab driver that was quoted or whatever having to do with the Uber car thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with the story. Could you just give us a quick recap?
Well, the Uber car business where people, you know, that don't have taxi cab licenses go pick people up or take them where they want to go. Their car insurance, I'm sure, is not required to be commercial like a taxi.
Well, I think it probably is required to be commercial. They probably just don't do that.
As I understand it, it is required to be. You are required to have your own little company, like your own little business as an independent contractor with Uber, and then the business.
But Uber doesn't check, and I'll bet you that a large percentage.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go in the 8 or 9, double digits here. So 80 or 90% of people who do this do not have the proper insurance. Would be my guess.
Yeah,
in the same way, I would say that pizza delivery drivers who have done this for decades don't have the right insurance, and probably radio ad salespeople like I did for years who are out on the road selling ads for companies don't have the right insurance either.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a small business man myself, and I make sure I carry proper insurance, and I don't agree with all the government stuff down my throat, but I got to comply with it. But my point is, my uninsured motorist fund in my state of Michigan just keeps going up and up and up, and it's for people that are basically not following the rules. and then I have to pay for it. So that's extreme socialism. So that's what I had
what
to
is
say.
An insurance fund in, I don't know what
yeah,
you're talking about. My
I'm
insurance
curious.
Fund in Michigan. I don't know what you mean.
I bet you most states have it, but in Michigan, there's an uninsured motorist fund, which all people that buy insurance, which it is a state law in our state to have to drive a car, and it is in every state, I'm sure, there is an extra, you know, every 6 months, you know, $120 or whatever. I'm paying for people who are not complying with the law like I am by buying insurance. You know, that's part of my bill. And that's the whole point. When these Uber car drivers get in a wreck and those insurance companies aren't stupid and they're going to find out they were driving commercially and that
I
raises...
I bet they don't. I bet they don't find that out. I mean, I was in an automobile
wreck.
They
do. They're not stupid.
Well, okay, I bet they don't. And I was in an automobile accident while working for a radio station. I was on the job, and they never asked me any question that was even similar to that. Hey, you know, where were you going and why were you going there? What's that? Yes, I was injured.
Did you get injured and go to the hospital?
I did not go to the hospital, but I did go
directly
to the chiropractor after that.
Is people that in the hospital, and as soon as you get in the hospital, it costs tens of thousands of dollars sometimes just to be there for one day and have a surgery, let alone
sure,
somebody
that's absolutely true.
So my
by
point
the way,
is,
New Hampshire doesn't have insurance.
I was going to bring that up. In New Hampshire, it's not mandatory to buy insurance for your car, so I wonder what they do.
It drives down prices because you don't have the monopoly, yeah. Essentially, as is a government cartelized situation.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this whole thing, Dave, is maybe an argument against these uninsured motorist funds, not necessarily against Uber or against people having insurance, but against the idea of socializing the risks to everybody, right?
I'm all for a free enterprise, and I'm all for people starting businesses because I started one my own and taking a risk and all that, but I also, I just wanted to point out, it depends on which state they're doing it, and they're doing it in all sorts of states, so if there's an Uber driver doing it in Michigan, they're going to eventually would raise up that whole catastrophic fund for the uninsured motorists. And it's probably not just that fund,
by the way. So if you're on the road, even if they do get the insurance, right, even if they do pay for insurance, if you're on the road, you're going to cause accidents. And even if you are insured, it drives everybody's costs up because the amount that I pay
it only drives the people's costs up that are paying for insurance. I'm talking about the people that aren't covered. And they're not covered on Uber. So I'm going to leave you with that. I don't think you're getting my point through. That most of those people are not going to get extra commercial insurance. So,
I enjoy your show.
Thank you for calling in, Dave. Appreciate your thoughts. I think I heard what he was saying. I mean, that, you know, he's frustrated because he has to pay for other people's lack of participating in the insurance system, when really who's to blame for that is the government for creating these uninsured motorist funds and failing to, you know, their system doesn't
work.
Forcing
people to pay.
Yeah. 855-450 free Talk Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can hear us 7 nights a week over at freetalklive.com. Actually, check out listen.freetalklive.com for all the different ways you can hear the show. So there you're going to see all the internet streams, the studio camera where you can see us doing the show live. Perhaps you're listening live now. Or you can also find our radio affiliates there. We're on over 160 stations now, is it?
Yes, it is over.
Yeah, almost 170.
It feels like it's just expanding at a really rapid pace recently.
We were targeting 200 by the end of the year. There's like 600 talk radio stations in the country. No, there's like 1,000 talk radio stations in the country, and Rush Limbaugh's on like 600-something. So, I mean, there's a target. Now, mind you, Rush has a contract where you have to air all of his show, all 3 hours, and live, plus some other stuff. Now, Free Talk Live, we don't have that kind
of
contract.
Are those what's referred to as cram downs?
Yes, so the best of that you do on the weekend is essentially a cram down. You wouldn't call the contract having to carry all 3 hours and having to carry it live a cram down. And there's this other sort of step up in the cram down arena, which is like, you want Rush Limbaugh? Well, you're going to have to take this other guy who's on in the afternoons too. Mm-hmm. And that's a cram down also.
Got it. So nobody's getting Free Talk Live crammed down their throats, but we're managing to get on a bunch of stations voluntarily. Anyway, so did you have a
Let's go talk about how to get some cryptocurrencies. Go to expresscoin.com. It's the best choice for buying Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, whether you're in the United States or Canada. It's easy, fast, safe, legal, inexpensive legal, their licensed money services business. They pride themselves on their customer service. I've done a lot of business with the folks at ExpressCoin.com, and they're, you know, always great. It's amazing how quickly they get back to you. Amazing, really. They're focused on meeting your needs. It's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use the coupon code FTL. If you want to just try out cryptocurrencies, and I recommend you do, go there, use coupon code FTL, get your first up to $40 of whatever cryptocurrency you want. Brian, which one are you recommending out of Bitcoin, Litecoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin?
You didn't say Blackcoin.
Blackcoin.
Yeah, I would go with Blackcoin.
Brian recommends getting Blackcoin.
Absolutely.
Or Bitcoin.
Can you get that through ExpressCoin?
Yeah, Blackcoin you can get through ExpressCoin. Oh, and it is at a buying price right now, believe me.
There you go. Coupon code FTL, get your first up to $40 of Bitcoin, no fee at all.
This is not investment Blackcoin. Advice.
Indeed. That's Brian's opinion.
Yeah.
ExpressCoin.com.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Poughkeepsie is listening. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
I'm a little mad and angry. I have something that... Well, Stephanie, I have something I want to ask you, first of all. How do you feel towards about people making fun of others?
People making fun of others. Well, that's a pretty broad subject. I mean, generally, I don't really like it very much.
Let's say that, I don't know, let's say someone, you know, doesn't like you, they hate you or whatever, and, you know, say, oh, Stephanie's a bad person, you know, let's all gang up and make fun of her. How would that make you feel?
I would not enjoy that.
Stephanie, you were overweight when you were in school, like much younger.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mark,
I had
Mark,
some
Mark I'm talking
that.
To Stephanie. Mark, I'm talking to Stephanie.
It's okay.
For now.
It's okay. You can talk to Mark, too. But, yeah, I wouldn't like it. Are you saying that someone's making fun of you, Dave?
Yeah, lots of people make fun of me. And there's also a word there's a word that also people make fun of. The word is called A-S-P-E-R-G-E-R-S. It's called Asperger's. But, like, there's also morons and trolls who spell it A-S-S-B-U-R-G-E, like a burger, like a food kind of thing. They spell it the wrong way, and they say it the wrong way, but it's spelled A-S-P-E-R-G-E-R-S.
I think it's A-S-P-B-E-R-G-E-R-S, right?
No.
But, I mean, it's fine.
A-S-P-E-R, like
we're not going to spell things in the radio,
yeah,
guys.
It's okay. So, okay, somebody's making fun of individuals with Asperger's syndrome, which is a kind of autism that's basically a high-functioning autism.
Yeah, something like that. And because I have it, you know, people make fun of me, and I don't like it.
Dave, let me consider this for a second. Well, you've been calling for a couple of years now, and most of your calls center around people are making fun of you. Like, that's what your complaint is. And before that, you were on message boards and people were chasing you around. And do you think that there maybe is a time to change how you sort of react to people making fun of you? Like, maybe you can try something like letting it roll off your back. When I was younger, people, because of the way I talk and the way I look, and I was thinner then, people would call me gay and fag all the time. I mean, it just infuriated me because I thought that somehow it was going to prevent me from, you know, having women. Just the opposite, my friend.
First of all, you know, you had said I've been calling it for a couple of years. It's only been 1 year, not a couple. Only been 1 year.
I think it's been more than that, but okay, that's fine. You get to be right if you'd like.
It's been 1 year that I've been calling in, not a couple of years, maybe like 1 year.
Okay, right. For a year, you've been complaining about people making fun of you, and for years before that, you've been trying to get them to stop on message boards by printing in large block capital letters, "Stop making fun of me!" And maybe they just like to see a reaction. It's not that they want to make fun of you as much as they just want to see you react. People love that.
And they know you're going to react, so they keep doing it. Have you ever tried the approach of ignoring it?
I've tried ignoring trolls, you know, I just don't, you know, people, there's also people on Craigslist, you know, they spell the word wrong. It's called A-S-P, like computer, P-A-S-P-E-R.
They're not spelling it wrong. They're spelling it the way that gets the best reaction from you. So they're spelling it right.
Yes, and I don't like it.
I know.
I've watched your videos, Dave. What you're saying.
I've heard you do the sort of professional wrestling thing where you yammer on about, I'm not a leech. I am not a pedophile. I am, and like you just go on and on and on over and over again. And I think people enjoy it. I think they want to get you upset and want to see your reaction, and that it's,
well, they shouldn't.
It amuses them.
Well, they shouldn't,
okay,
do it.
Should and shouldn't isn't going to change the world.
Because they should not do it, because they know it gets me, because if I find these people, I'll probably go after them.
But why? Why would you give up your precious freedom, your time, the one thing you have on this planet, and go to prison or jail or the hospital or wherever it is you go for some moron on the internet that makes fun of you?
Because I don't like it, and I plan on stopping it.
Yeah, well, you're not going to stop it. Because then they're going to go to jail, and people are going to make fun of you there. And then you're not going to be able to do anything about it, because there'll be large gangs of them with knives hidden in their britches. So, no, you'll never stop it.
The original question stands.
Dave, stop giving them what they want. Dave, you give them what they want.
Mark?
The people you're so upset at, you're giving it to them.
Mark?
Yes,
The original question stands, Stephanie, how do you feel if somebody made fun of you? Because I don't like people making fun of me. If somebody made fun of you, like say, oh, you're wearing like a bad dress, or I hate your shoes, or I hate your car, or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
we already covered this, Dave. Yeah, we covered this, Dave.
Bad.
I mean, it's right. It's not good. But, what we were talking about earlier tonight was it's hard to control the actions of other people, right? Like, you can't really do much about what other people say or do on the internet or in real life, but you can control yourself. You got ultimate control over yourself. So
I don't think he can.
I don't think
Dave can. I mean, yes, I agree with you. He's going to have more luck controlling himself than he would have controlling other people, but this is the advice I've been giving him for a year. He doesn't listen. He doesn't want to listen. He wants the world to say the things that Dave wants them to say. Everybody wants this. Most people learn somewhere along the line you can't get it.
Yeah. Dave, I have something I'd like to say. I mean, I hear you. I understand the frustration, the feeling of people are making fun of you. It's hurtful. It's frustrating. It's angering, upsetting. I get that. I just want to really say I understand where you're coming from. Would you be willing to try, once or twice, just kind of ignoring it and seeing how it goes?
I've tried ignoring it, and it just doesn't seem to go away. And what should I do? It's pissing me off.
Keep ignoring it.
Maybe don't let it bother you. See if that might help. And Dave, we're up against the clock. Thanks for calling in tonight. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. We try to help. Mark, I liked your suggestions. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. There's something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Josie's in the studio. You can't hear her, but she came over to deliver a sweet treat here on Free
Talk
Live.
If you're watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, you're the one getting the treat.
Indeed. And she's internet famous. She's got a YouTube channel. So you could call us tonight at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And Mark?
Yeah, go to modup.net.
Yeah, I recommend going there, because if you are looking to get that critical edge, you know, maybe you just, you know, you're a businessman,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was trying to mute Mark's microphone because I thought he was going to have a conversation, but I ended up muting yours instead.
That's all right. So, yeah, I mean, to keep you from doing that, maybe you want to take something like modafinil.
Yeah.
Or look into
sometimes
modafinil.
Sometimes I need more focus.
Yeah, right. If you need
I'm
focus,
feeling fatigued.
Yeah, you're feeling fatigued. Exactly. You want to check out modafinil from modup.net. And these guys, believe me, they offer the highest quality. They are the number one sponsor for Reddit's third-party Nootropic testing project. They are putting their money where their mouth is. And so if you want to try this out, you know, again, go to modup.net. That's modup.net. And if you use the code FTL, you'll get 10 free tablets. Also, if you use Bitcoin, because they're huge supporters of the Bitcoin community, as is Free Talk Live, of course, you'll get 33% off. 33% off of your order. And modup.net, they ship worldwide. Free Talk Live is a worldwide show. So make sure you look into your local, you know, restrictions and prescription information before you, you know, order it. So if you want modafinil, head over to modup.net. Use that code FTL.
All right. Yeah, we had a number of people that we've heard from, I guess, through Free Talk Live channels saying that they were thinking about trying it. They haven't gotten around to it yet. And carpe diem, now's as good a time as any, right?
Right on.
Okay. Let's go to the phones and talk to Moses listening in Florida. He wants to talk about religion. Hi, Moses. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie, and hi, Brian and Mark. How are you guys doing?
All's well.
Excellent.
Doing great.
Yes, it's just, again, there's so much strife dealing with the religion especially the five major ones, be it Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, especially the last two. The word Muslim is really it's found in the Hebrew Judeo-Christian Bible in the form of this person called Melchizedek, the king of Salem.
Is that Melchizedek?
Melchizedek, yeah.
Yes, he was the king of peace, king of Salem. That Yeshua Jesus was made a priest after the order of Melchizedek. That's why he was called the Prince of Peace. So again, the word Salem comes from Salam, which means peace. So he was.
Isn't Buddha also called the Prince of Peace?
Well, all of those enlightened ones were, from my understanding, from my seeking, were sent, to learn how to raise their vibrations so they can go about healing and teaching, teaching love and true knowledge.
So you're wondering why there's so much strife when actually there's a lot of similarities between these religions?
Like I said, people who don't read for self. From my understanding, the jihad is really found in the Holy Bible and the Christian Bible, where we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and wickedness in high places, which is the kingdom of our minds, the thoughts that come in our minds. That the true enemy is the word itself. The enemy, ourself, is our true enemy. And that's
there's actually a really great quote that was that if there's no enemy within, there can be no enemy without. And I think that's an interesting point. I think, Moses, what you're saying is that really there's a lot of this, a lot of the strife comes from fundamentalism. It comes from a very literal reading of a lot of these things as to where I think in many cases, in whatever scripture you take your pick, it's very clear that it's referencing something. It's a metaphor. It's a bit more of a metaphor. Now, there's times certainly where it is being literal, but there's plenty of times where, you take a case in the New Testament where Jesus says, don't point out a splinter in someone's eye without getting the mote out of your own. Now, obviously, you're not literally looking for a splinter in somebody's eye, and you literally don't have a log in your own eye, And so, I think this is where a lot of this stuff comes from, is people just take it way to this literal extreme.
Again, I agree with you on that point. Again, all from my understanding, all of the five major ones, the one that has the Vedas.
They'll have some kind of holy scripture.
So that some kind of holy scripture has been tampered with by man, in order to claim to be the only true way, and the word infidel, which I hear. See, I listen to a whole lot of talk radio, and how it's so much, this fervent about again this thing with the what you call the ISIS and all of this.
Yeah, it's
but going
a big
back,
deal
going
right
back
now.
To the word infidel, was that they constantly. Talking about the fanatical Islamists talking about killing all the infidel, but the infidel is found in the Holy Bible twice. Islam is the baby; it's the last of the five major religions. So
yeah.
Islam is really copying a lot of the so-called things out of Christianity. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's true. Actually, Christianity, if you look at a lot of the early church fathers, they know very well that they have what's called Prisca Theologia that they talk about. That's Latin for the first religion, the first theology. And so even Christianity itself admits that there was this original religion that everything kind of sprouted out from. Which
probably Zoroastrianism.
Yeah, maybe, because Zoroastrianism and Judaism have very similar laws within them. So, sure, it's true. There's this stuff can be found. You can trace it back pretty far.
Yeah, but again, I mean, some of the people who don't read and try to understand, again, a true, quote-unquote, devout of any religion is a, and most, all of the major ones really in the, I guess, the deepest core is about peace and enlightenment. But again, especially in Islam, Muhammad really was brought peace, but again, those heathens and those barbaric at the time, they conquered barbarism, and so they wouldn't let this so called new information about peace come in when they again gained their high position by conquering and and ruling peoples. So they inserted a whole lot of stuff. And most of the stuff about killing is going back into the Old Testament, where the Lord told the Hebrew Israelites to go to all these different Canaanite communities and nations and kill everything, from the children to the old people, cattle, everything. They said utterly destroy everything. So they still, operating on.
Yeah, religions like government, when you put people in charge of creating laws within it, or you put them in charge of enforcing those laws, suddenly it becomes a very dangerous thing, and people start adding in their own crap,
Yeah,
they
like,
do.
Yeah. Like Moses was saying. It's sure. All about peace at the core, but then it becomes kind of
But then once you start saying, oh yeah, this person understands it best, and you give somebody that power, just like you do with a politician, that's going to get abused. Power always gets abused. It should be left in, it shouldn't be in anybody's hands. And that should be the core of any religion.
Yeah.
Well, Moses, I really appreciate you. Your show is very, very enlightening. And
thank you so much for the call. Thanks, Moses. Appreciate your call tonight. And 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live, where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. You can even totally change the subject. That's totally fine with us.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting point. When you look at a lot of these religions, a lot of them do.
You spent a lot of time, doing comparative religious studies on your own.
Oh, absolutely. Well, in some ways, I'm a child of two religions. I mean, raised Jewish and then, parents converted to Christianity.
Literally are a child of two religions.
Sure. And so you do have this issue when you look at these things that they do have a lot in common, and it gets weird, especially when the things they have in common are so abstract but so accurate that you do have to wonder, where did this exactly come from? And nobody wants to look at the similarities. They're too busy trying to define themselves to be different.
The differences,
855-450-3733 is the number to call here on Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype.
Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now, we'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.